If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. And we are thrilled. We have a full house in here today. I'm so happy. We have with us members of the Hastings Veterans Home, and we're thrilled to have our friend Sue Register is here, and she has brought two gentlemen. They're going to tell us about the National Patriotism Program and vets. And I don't know about it yet, so I'm very excited. First of all, Sue, great to see you.
Thank you.
How have you been?
Well, I've been doing great. It's been fabulous. Spring is here, and we're excited.
And finally, people can get out and explore the beautiful grounds at the Veterans Home, right?
Yes.
It's been a long winter.
It has been. And the greenhouse is starting to grow things, and we're ready.
You are ready. Well, good. Well, tell me about the nice gentleman that you brought with us. We have Donald Whipple here and also Tom Fair. Donald, do you want to start first? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've been at the Veterans Home since for over 7 years. So the 22nd of June of this year will be 8 years. Time goes fast there. We keep busy, and time marches on very fast. You don't think so at the time, but it goes fast.
And when you first moved in, how has it changed to how it is now?
I don't know. Well, I live across the street now in building 25.
Okay.
Got my own room, a bigger room, so
oh,
it's a
great.
Good deal. So I'm happy there. And I put on a little weight, but that's okay. They feed us good there, so I'm happy about
that. Pretty nice.
And there's plenty of stuff to be active, the exercise room and trips we go on, and there's all kinds of stuff to do. You just got to get out of your room and do it.
Right. It's a blessing to have the Veterans Home in Hastings. Donald, tell us a little bit about your service.
Oh, I was in the Air Force for 12 years, 10 months, and 25 days.
Oh, but who's counting, right?
Yeah, I know. Then I had one day of muster duty to push paperwork, so it was all right. Everything happens. I had to get out and take care of my family. Then I took care of some friends, and now I'm being able to be taken care of, which is good.
That is good.
So, yep. So I'm
and
glad.
And what were some of your favorite memories of your time in the
service? Oh, just places I've been. I've been to... Well, I went down to Texas to Lackland Air Force Base to basic training. Then I stayed there because I was going to be a security policeman. Went to school there. Then I went to Camp Bullis and lived in a tent and played in the mud for a while, as I call it. Then I went to Fairchild Air Force Base by Spokane, Washington. And I was there for a while. Then I went to Lowry Air Force Base and got a different job where I did warehouse work, a material storage and distribution specialist. I went to Beale Air Force Base, 40 miles north of Sacramento, California.
Oh, sure.
Then I went to Eielson Air Force Base, 26 miles south of Fairbanks, Alaska. Ellsworth Air Force Base by Rapid City, South Dakota. Then I went to Osan Air Base, 40 miles south of Seoul, Korea.
Wow.
And then I got out.
Then you got out. Tell me again how long you were in.
12 years, 10 months, and 25 days. But who's counting?
Well, thank you for coming in today. Tom, tell us a little bit about you, please. How long have you lived at the Veterans Home?
Oh, I've been at the Veterans Home a little over 2 years.
And how is it good?
It's good. It's a very nice place to be.
Wonderful.
They take very good care of you.
And as Don said, I know that there's lots of things to do there.
Yes.
So what did you think about this last winter? Did you care?
Nah.
No? Okay.
I just stayed in.
Stayed inside and watched the snow?
Yep.
Yeah, that's a good thing. So, Tom, tell us a little bit about your military career.
I spent 4.5 years in the Coast Guard.
Where were you stationed for that?
Well, my first station was Miami Beach.
Oh, wow. That's a hardship.
Well, no, I was on a cutter, so we were out a lot.
Okay.
We did a lot of patrolling.
Sure.
Drug work.
Oh, I bet. Right.
Search and rescue. So.
So Miami, gorgeous area.
Very gorgeous.
And then from there, what did you do?
They sent me up to Baltimore to the yard. They have their own yard there. So I worked there for a while on the tug.
Oh.
And then my time was up, so I got out.
Excellent. Can you tell me how many days you were in?
No.
We'll have Don compute it for you down to the minute, right? Yeah. Oh, no. Anyway, so tell us about this wonderful program. It's called the National Patriotism Program, AMVETS. First of all, I know AMVETS means American Vets, but what is the AMVETS program, please? And don't all speak at once.
What it is, it's based on a flag etiquette type thing. The guys in the AMVETS Post 10 out of the Hastings Veterans Home have chosen this as one of their projects for the summer.
We'll look at businesses, homes, and basically what we'll do is we'll go out and we run around and see who's flying the flag, and if they're flying it correctly, then we'll pick someone and get in contact with them and go out and we'll give them a certificate.
Oh, how nice.
Also, they can be nominated by their neighbor. Here's a phone number where they can either call or text. It's 651-212-8812.
And that is a number that we could call or text to nominate somebody that we feel is displaying great flag etiquette.
Yes.
And what is flag etiquette, please? Who would like to explain that?
That's the proper display of the flag and that. So whether has a light on it at night, and then if it's treated, proper treatment of the flag.
Because a lot of people, I don't think, understand that the flag really does have proper etiquette. And when you said proper treatment of it, what does that mean and what doesn't it mean, please?
We don't let it touch the ground. And if it's damaged or wore out, it has to be disposed of properly and then get a new flag.
Do you dispose of them properly at the veterans' home?
We can,
okay.
Yes.
Well, that's good. So if somebody has an old flag, don't just toss it in the garbage, because there really is a way to do it.
Yes.
So what about Perkins? I'd like to nominate them. They have the world's biggest flag. Are they displaying it correctly? I think they are, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, good. So can we nominate them right away? Perkins.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
All right. Add them to the list.
Add them to the list? Okay, get that list over here. I have a lot of places that I think do a great job of displaying the flag. So this is a program that is national, right?
Yes.
So how did you come up with this idea? This is wonderful.
This is one of the programs that are available through the AMVETS to the Post to help them to become more civic, more out in the public eye. And so it's a simple way of helping not only to promote good flag etiquette, but also to get our AMVETS out in the public and be able to have other people realize that there's other groups besides the VFW and the American Legion.
So this is an opportunity for us to get involved as well. And if you know of somebody that you think one of your neighbors maybe has a beautiful flag and is doing all the right things, lighting it at night and taking it down in bad weather and replacing it if it gets frayed, those are all things that you would like.
Flying it at half staff when it's supposed to be.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
That's another one. And then raising it up again, not leaving it for 3 weeks past the time.
Can I tell you, my husband is all about flag etiquette, and we have a flag, and I'll be someplace, and he'll say, can you go home? I just heard that we're supposed to be putting our flags. I'll say, can it wait till you get home tonight? Oh, no, can't. So
nope.
Anyway, I might nominate him, too. Susan, what else is going on at the Veterans Home, please?
Well, we have a lot of things going on with spring coming. We have a lot of activities coming. Twins games, tickets are going out. And the greenhouse, the gardening stuff is going.
Tell us about your greenhouse gardening, because do you eat the vegetables that you reap?
Last year, I'm not sure how they're doing it this year, but last year we had a vet that grew almost all of our cucumbers, tomatoes, and peppers that were in our salads. So I thought it went really well. He would bring up just bags and bags of the produce from the greenhouse, and also the raised beds. There's a lot of raised beds there, so the veterans can do a lot of things. We also have several Eagle Scout projects that are going to be happening at the home this year. It's always good to have Eagle Scouts come in and participate. So they're going to be doing a few things in our landscape area, and also refinishing and restaining all of our outside benches.
Oh, nice. Lovely.
Yeah. And I think one scout is even making new picnic tables and benches. So it'll be a fun thing to see them out there working.
Well, and isn't that so wonderful to see young people giving back?
Right.
Yeah, that's great. What else?
There's a veterans park. And then along 61, we pick up trash.
Oh,
once
thank
the snow
you.
Is gone, we make the rounds and looking for that $100 bill that somebody lost. You know,
oh, tell us that story.
Like that.
Have you found it yet?
Well, I found a $5, but
that's not
still looking for the $100, you know.
That's not bad, finding a $5.
Yeah.
Yeah, pennies too, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
What are some of the other wacky things you found under the
driver's
snow?
Driver's licenses, and you can find anything. There's all kinds of stuff. I went out on the walking group last... It was Monday. We went yesterday, and we found some hearing protectors. Somebody lost them. I couldn't. Yeah, they must have been in the snow. But the snow melted, and there they were.
Right, there they were.
Yeah.
Oh, funny.
Yeah, they would be some spendy ones, I think.
Wow.
So that was interesting.
Wish you would have found my cell phone that I lost in the snow.
Oh, no. Did you? Really? Long gone.
Yeah.
You think? Yeah. Well, gosh, there's so many things going on. How is your big, nice truck doing, your van? Because I see, or your bus, I see that going around town. Yeah. That is really a wonderful thing, isn't it? Is that what you'll take to the Twins games and things?
If they only have a few, if they have more, then they'll take the bigger buses. But yeah, that one has been noticed by a lot of people. We get a lot of compliments on that bus. It is beautiful. And that was, of course, a lot of donations coming from civic people in Hastings. So that made it even better.
No kidding. Right. So, Don, tell us a little bit more about yourself. Did you grow up in this area? Because Whipple is a Hastings name.
Well, I'm from southern Minnesota. I was born in Rochester.
Okay.
And I lived by Austin. I went to Austin School.
Sure, Spamtown.
Yeah, Spamtown. Yeah.
Right.
So that was where I went. When I retired, or when I got out of the military, the 26th, of August of 91.
Oh, brother. What time of day?
Well, it was just the way it was. And then I was in the first group hired at Hormel's after the strike, the first brand new group.
You were?
But my hands couldn't do the, I used a wizard knife taking the fat off hams, and we averaged a ham every 2.5 seconds. So you multiply that out, how many hams an hour, how many hams in an 8-hour shift. It was quite the job. And I was walking distance from home, too.
Oh.
So, but that was it's one of those deals where it was too good to be true, because my hands are too wore out, I couldn't do the job, so I had to get a different job.
How could anybody do that job?
The way it is.
Do machines do it these days, do you think?
No, they have people too, but there's machines down the way. It was just all part of like an assembly line.
Sure.
Or it was a disassembly line.
Oh, okay. Oh, brother.
Well, you know, it's just pork products and that is just part of the deal.
It is.
There's all different stages in that, what they do.
I like how you called it the Hormels, because that's really the name, isn't it?
Yes.
And also, if you go there, they got a good museum there where they have all different kinds of spam that you can buy and consume. It's good stuff, you know.
It is, right? And it comes in many different flavors.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, that's very cool. How about you, Tom? Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
As a farm boy.
You were? What kind of farm?
Yeah, just more or less a truck farm. Okay. We grew and sold.
A truck farm.
Yeah.
He grew trucks.
No, I didn't grow trucks.
Thank
you.
Well,
we grew vegetables and had a stand and sold them at the stand.
Oh,
or
sure, sure.
Sometimes the store would buy them. It was pretty good.
Well, good. Well, I'm sure you are just so thrilled to be at the beautiful Minnesota Veterans Home, or the Hastings Veterans Home. And we're so happy to have the Veterans Home in Hastings, because it's just great to see you know, to see the veterans being taken care of in such a great way after, like you said, you took care of so many things. And also, I do love that, I love seeing the van, the bus or whatever, right around town, because you guys don't miss a trick. You're at a lot of great events that go on in Hastings, which is really fun. So the AM Vets is the group, and you are recognizing business and individuals in the community that are taking pride in the American flag, properly lighting it at night, honoring the fact that it should come up and down when it's supposed to be half staff and all that. And
it's in good shape, not frayed or torn.
Not frayed, right, right. What should we do as a civilian if we see a flag that is frayed? Because it's, you know, if it's in somebody else's yard, maybe people don't know that. They think they're you know, waving a flag and they don't really realize that it's wrong and to just let it go like that. What should we do?
Maybe bring it to their attention, because they might not realize it. Because sometimes when people get so busy working for a living and everything, you lose track of a lot of stuff, and a lot of stuff changes, and you don't realize it.
Okay.
You know, how fast time goes and everything.
Right, right. So just bring it to someone's attention.
Yeah, to their attention.
Okay, well, that's good advice. So again, how can we participate? We can nominate people, and how do we do that?
Call or text.
Okay.
Number is 651-212-8812. That's the one you can call or text. And I have one here just to call. It's 651-539-2442.
And we would nominate businesses or individuals, mm-hmm. and then give you all the information.
Yeah. Business, individuals, and...
And we'll jump in a van and drive out there, check it out. Yeah, it's our outings for the day.
How fun.
When we do that, and then we'll go out and present them with a certificate. So if they have the information, we'll go out and check it out, because we don't want any false reports.
Yeah, like names and addresses and all that.
Sure, sure.
Yep.
It's going to be a fun summer
it
project.
It is. So this goes now through the end of the summer.
Yeah.
At least.
It might keep, I think it should, because I think it'll inspire people to get a nice flag in their yard. Great to see all of you. Nice to meet you. Our guests today, Donald Whipple, Tom Fayer, and our friend Sue Register from the Hastings Veterans Home. And do take part in this, because this is just a great opportunity for us to learn more about flag etiquette and to nominate some people that are doing it the right way. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.
Tomorrow all the things were gone I'd worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the U.S.